This is Tate Servance with your local news at the Thumb Broadcasting Center. Michigan officials report that 51,000 children have enrolled in the state's free pre-K for all program for the 2025-2026 school year, marking a record high and a 21% increase over the previous year. The initiative removes income restrictions, making high-quality preschool available to all four-year-olds in Michigan at no cost, saving families an estimated $14,000 per year on child care expenses. Enrollment is still available with both part-time and full-time options available. Programs operate through schools, nonprofits, and child care centers statewide. State officials credit expanded outreach, bipartisan support, and new funding for the rise in participation, highlighting research that links quality preschool to stronger kindergarten readiness and long-term academic success. Families are encouraged to apply while spots remain open. Huron County 4-H families are invited to attend a special movie event hosted by the Huron County 4-H Council on Sunday, December 7th, 2025 at 2 p.m. at the Bad Axe Theater. The featured film for the occasion is Santa Claus, starring Tim Allen. Admission fees for currently enrolled and approved 4-H members, as well as their parents, will be covered by the council. Participation is limited to those youth who are registered in the 4-H online system, with no exceptions. Pre-registration is mandatory and can be completed by contacting the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949 during regular office hours or by emailing Verelle, V-E-R-E-L-L-E, 7@msu.edu. and providing the names of the attendees. The deadline for registration is 4 p.m. on Friday, December 5th, 2025, or until available seats are filled. Registrations will not be accepted after the deadline. Additional inquiries can be directed to the MSU Extension Huron County office. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 690 North Port Crescent, Bad Axe. In other news, everything will be finally coming together for the village of Owendale to be able to start the wastewater lagoon repair project. The engineering firm of Fleece and Vandenbrick, who have worked with the village council on the lagoon project, were selected during this month's village meeting to be the project engineers for the wastewater lagoon work. The cost for that company's service will be $49,100. Village Clerk Randy Howard explained the bidding and contracting are expected to be done by the end of March 2026, with the construction work on the lagoon to be done in the summer of 2026. The work is expected to be completed by the end of summer 2027. Some of the work the lagoon needs is replacing valves, a concrete pump house structure needs to be replaced, and some other repairs in order to meet the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy requirements. In the spring, the village was awarded a $476,000 grant to address the critical infrastructure at the wastewater sewer lagoon that is north of the village. The funding was from the Financially Distressed Cities, Villages, and Townships grant program. Howard has spent countless hours over the last few years filing out paperwork, trying to secure funding to have the work done so the approximate 258 village residents will not be overburdened with the cost of the work. The estimated proposed cost to village residents is approximately $20 more per month per resident. I will be back with our national and international news.
Let's talk about America, not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another, and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
I've got our national news. Right now, I've got that the Salesforce and other analytics firms project that Thanksgiving and Black Friday online sales rose compared with 2024, suggesting sustained demand for e-commerce despite concerns about household budgets and signaling another robust holiday season for major platforms. In international news, Pope Leo XIV is visiting Turkey and plans to pray at an Armenian Apostolic Cathedral in Istanbul, a gesture aimed at supporting Christian minorities and interchurch dialogue before he travels on to Lebanon to encourage communities facing prolonged crises. I am Tate Servance. I was here at WLEW Broadcasting Studio with your local news.